Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby.
Butter Baby. Butter Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butter Baby, Butter Baby, Butter Baby.
The Diva Squad, Squad, Squad.
This is Kylie, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
To the EA, all of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, dying to rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now.
Good evening, and welcome back to another episode of
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Are we on the air? Hello.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Hello. You can hear me?
Hello. I can, yes.
I can't hear it. I can't hear Lavina.
I can't hear her either. I think her call dropped. Open up, open up.
Why you couldn't read over there, Sam?
I got cameras on, no shirt.
Come on, man. Hello?
I'm still here.
I'm sorry, are we on the air? Are we live? I'm sorry.
I do believe we are. I do believe we are. Open up, Diva.
Because I'm here making all kind of noise and everything.
Yeah. Open up, Diva. I think Storm's call dropped. Open up, Diva.
Hello.
I'm here.
All right.
Now.
Sorry, Paul.
Now, I'm going to give a freaking shout out to Blog Talk Radio that has threw me off 3 times so far since I have pulled in. But it's okay. It's okay. It's the third time.
I'm going in.
And I'm talking. I'm like, okay, this is Storm. With me, I have my fellow divas. And I'm like, hello? I see everybody on the air in the studio.
Rachel, can you hear me?
So, yeah. Yeah. Awkward.
Oh, my God. Yes,
I do apologize. Shout out to Blog Talk, like I said, because it's only you. It's either you or T-Mobile. So I don't know which one. So, I'm going to have to say Blog Talk because T-Mobile still have me, like, literally like I was on the phone. Like, I look on my phone, I still see the phone number and everything. Yeah, so, yeah, I do apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Some technical difficulties, but we are back ready. Welcome to Diva Squad, of course, Love Fantasy. Tonight we do have a couple of topics that we're going to be talking about. And so just super excited for that. Serious topics, I would have to say, tonight. Serious topics, they affect everybody, so we'll get into that. How you ladies been?
Good. Good. I'm all right. I'm good. It's been a nice week. Shout out to that big hurricane that we didn't get.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
And yeah, the broadcasters.
It was, you know.
Me too. Broadcasters were wrong on that one. Tell you that.
Yeah, I was, but you know what? I was trying to follow it, and I just said to myself, like, how were they so, like, how did it miss us that, like, I don't know, maybe I have to, like, really follow, like, the meteorologists and stuff to really see, like, you know, how it happens. But as I'm watching the map, I'm like, what the heck, you know, on TV, I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I couldn't really follow it. But then next thing you know, they're like, it went into a different direction. I'm like, huh? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
It really happened?
I don't even know, because we don't get hit with hurricanes like that. It had upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane prior to hitting, prior to its quote-unquote direct hit to Long Island. And then as it hit, not Long Island, it was downgraded to a tropical storm, and it had moved.
Right. I don't know.
I'm grateful
weird,
that it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Me too.
Hello,
I'm happy
I'm
it wasn't,
back.
You know.
I had mom in the
building. Mom was with us for a couple days, so that was definitely nice that she was there and, you know, got to spend some time with her and get on her nerves, you know. The work week thus far has been very stressful. It's been stressful. You know, I think that maybe school's going to start. Everybody got opinions and everybody in their feelings and stuff, so it's definitely, you know, things like that. I don't know. I just feel like there's so much tension in the air. I think it could be because of these shots and stuff and the mask and, you know, people being, you know, mandated to wear this, you know, wear the mask, and then, you know, the healthcare workers being mandated to get the shot. I don't know. Maybe it could just be the atmosphere. I don't know how you guys feel, but I definitely feel like a lot of people are on edge lately, you know, like more than usual.
Absolutely. Listen,
I don't know how much y'all into hip hop or whatever. I'm just talking in general.
Mm-hmm.
But Nas just made he just came out with a new album, and he has a song on there with Lauryn Hill, and it's called Nobody. Oh. And I said that to say, and they were speaking about the world is in chaos because you reap what you sow. You understand what I'm saying? So now what's happening is, and I'm saying all of this because you're saying how the bad spirits or whatever, that happens. You give off, people give off bad spirits and stuff, and that stuff comes back to you. You understand what I'm saying? So what's happening, I'm sorry if it might sound like I'm all over the place, but I'm not. I promise y'all.
I am going to say, I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right, I love you, Diva, but you just took me from me venting about how people, and then you took me to the Nas and Lauryn Hill. So I'm like, all right, I'm following you. And then I'm like, kid of myself, but who's putting out the bad spirit? Because there's so many different damn people that have these negative things.
There's a lot of bad spirits going on. And that's the hard part. You don't know who's putting it out.
That's what
you
understand
saying. What
okay.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know who's putting it out because there's so many different types of people and stuff that we're dealing with nowadays. You don't know where it's coming from. And that's what I was saying. You have to be careful who's in your circle.
You really do. You have to be careful who you have around you. And it has nothing to do with a coronavirus. So people are taking God out of everything. You're kind of breaking up. Say it again. People have everything.
You don't hear anything. You don't hear anybody speaking about God anymore. Can you hear me? Hold on.
You're just going like in. You're going in and out a little bit, but
I'm gonna have to take my headphones off.
Oh, okay.
Can y'all hear me now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Much better.
Okay. So I was saying that people are taking God out of everything. You don't really hear people. You hear people more blaming God than anything. You know what I mean? Now everything is entrusted to a science that's actually failing. So that's why I was speaking about the spirits. And if you hear that song "Nobody" by Nas, you'll see what I was talking about. But I dig all the way in the hole with this stuff. But
I hear you now, with the point I was making though when I was saying that, you know, it's so many different people. I was given the first part of what I was saying was that work was so stressful, and I said the reason I said that is because I'm in the medical transportation area, so for us it is you know, the shot, it's who's vaccinated, it's who has to wear the mask, who's supposed to wear it, who's not supposed to wear it. So that's the point that I would point that at when I said that, when
so
I many different people. Right. It was like the medical transportation part of what I do. I was saying how my week thus far was, and I was saying that it's because of this. Like, I know what it's from because I deal with it every day with people on the phone back and forth, and people are, they're asking questions of, why does this person have to wear a mask or this person don't have on a mask? Is this person vaccinated? Can they show proof that they actually got the vaccination? Like, that's the point I was making with my part of it. Like, I get what you're saying, but it had nothing to do with what I was saying. I was talking about my job and what I was going through at my job. I know where that's coming from, and the negative talk is from the people who feel like because they're vaccinated that they could say whatever they want to say to people. In my line of work, that's what I'm going through. You know, that's what I was.
Now that we've cleared that,
it is disrespectful. Yeah.
Just a little bit. Cause I was like, huh?
A couple of medical facilities that are having people walk off the job because they feel like, okay, look, I was forced to work under such horrible conditions while all this COVID stuff was going on. I was taking care of people with COVID, and I had to work. I had to keep my job. And then now that I've worked through it and I made it through it, now you're telling me that I have to get the vaccine in order to keep my job. So a lot of people are, and now they're starting to have, walk-offs. And I'm hearing, a lot is going on in a lot of the facilities as far as people are ganging up together against their company.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, we've worked through, I'm not going to just say you, because not only nurses were out there when this stuff was going on. So when they say frontliners, I'm not taking anything from any type of healthcare worker or anything, but you had grocery store workers that were just as in frontline as the nurses were. You understand?
Yeah.
So, and getting paid pennies. So for them to mandate, like the nurses saying, their point is, we've worked through when this stuff first started, and y'all don't know anything about it. You know what I mean? And we still worked, and we got through it. So why all of a sudden now it's mandatory to take some vaccine? You know, I think they should really give people the option of taking the vaccine or be tested at least, because what's happening now too. They're not even testing the people that has been vaccinated. They're not even testing those people. So all they're going to say is, oh, they're unvaccinated, unvaccinated. How do you know who's doing what? You're not testing the ones that have it, and you got people that are actually sick and dying with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So it's always a catch-22 for certain things. You know what I mean? But I don't think people's rights.
I just still think that they should if someone is definitely refusing to get it, I think that they should just be tested and leave it at that. I don't feel like if someone should mandate them to get, the shot. I feel like they should, have the option. I definitely agree. Have the option, and if you don't want it, then it's your right, It's your right to say, I don't want it.
Yeah. But now they're saying, if you don't take this shot, you're not going to be able to feed your family.
What is it called?
Treason.
Oh, vaccine passport. Have you ever heard of that? Vaccine passport?
Yeah, that's what they call.
Yeah.
They call
vaccine passport.
They need to just be called vaccine, sit your ass down, and be an option.
Vaccine passport. Yeah.
You said go sit their ass down?
Yes. I said that's what yes. Because you know what? It's like, forgive me, okay? I'm so, it becomes so frustrating, when you have, that's what I was trying to say. It becomes so frustrating when you have these people who feel like they have, because they're vaccinated, that gives them more authority than the person that's not vaccinated. It's so frustrating,
It is
because
frustrating.
Guess what? You can get sick. I can get sick. I can spread it. You can spread it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, come on, just sit down somewhere. It's like enough is enough. And I just feel like so many people have lost their lives and so many people have died, whether it's with the vaccine or without the vaccine. The point is so many people have lost their lives. Focus on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like sometimes they kind of like throw different things out there to just distract us, from the most important things at hand. Like if you watch the news, you'll see those numbers are higher now of all the people that passed away, during the pandemic. Where those figures come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where they came from?
Right.
What I'm saying?
Right.
They're trying to distract us. I really feel like they're really trying to distract us, guys. I really feel it.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know what? They're making us enemies of each other, so it takes them off the hook and put us on. This is not some natural virus that occurs. This is some stuff that they done conjured up in a laboratory and leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't they going after where
where it was produced. You don't hear anything
right.
about that. Of where it was produced. You don't hear them going out at Wuhan and stuff and places like that. You don't hear none of that. They
nice.
Made us enemies, which is what they wanted to do. That was a part of their plan.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
look,
yeah.
it used to be an effective rate of 96% of the Pfizer vaccine. Now the vaccine is down to a 61% rate. Now it's down to 61% effectiveness.
Why do you think?
Because that's full of crap.
And now the Pfizer has been FDA approved.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
then yeah.
you know what the crazy thing is?
Mm.
You know what the crazy thing is? Is the creator of the Pfizer doesn't even take the vaccine. He said he's healthy. He doesn't need to.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Well, but you know what? A lot of people feel like, you know, that they don't need it. And that's why I said it's like you have to, like, it's to each his own. Whatever works for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want to get
Absolutely.
It, then don't. But I still feel like, I mean, forgive me, but if, devil's advocate, but if you're the creator of it, let's just say, right? You're the creator of this, and you won't even take it. So why are you
Red
still
flag.
Here? You know what I'm saying? Why are you still
yeah.
here? Because you created something that you know is not working, but I bet you you're getting your money off of it. Know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And then you got the nerve to say, oh, you know what? I wouldn't even take it. Come on. I don't believe
yeah.
nothing you got to say. I don't believe
yeah.
nothing you got to say. I'm sorry. I don't. Because you stand to make how much money being the creator of this? Okay? How much money you really making off of this? And you're going to say, oh, you know what? I did this. Well, look, I made this, right?
Yeah.
I made this, but I made this for you because I'm healthy. I don't need it. And you expect me to believe something that you
got
to say? Nah. I don't believe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's certain things I'm not buying. Certain things I feel like people just to say because if you were a scientist, right, and you're in your lab, let's just say, and you come up with this wild and crazy idea of, oh my God, let me create some stuff, and you created something like this, right? You and your natural right mind, you would put it out there and sell it to people and say, hey, you know what? This could help you right here. You go ahead
right.
and buy this and take this and
but
let me sell it to everybody in all these countries. Come on now. I don't believe nothing that some of these people are saying. I'm sorry.
Isn't the vaccination free?
I don't.
Isn't the vaccination free of charge?
Yeah, but nothing's
no.
free. It's free.
You might not be
free.
Paying for it, but somebody's paying for it.
Somebody,
absolutely.
Yeah, someone's paying for it.
Somebody's paying for it. Nothing's ever free that's on this land.
No, guess what? Somebody's paying for it, and this same person that created that talked about he wouldn't take it, I bet you he done made more money than money itself.
Absolutely.
Oh,
between him and Bill Gates, they're the men.
Mm.
Now Fauci and his wife, they all cool together. Like, you can't believe none of them. And this is not no conspiracy theory. They show us who they are. We're just not smart enough to take the bait.
I work for a multi-million dollar lab, one of the biggest labs in the country. And in order to get a COVID test, you have to pay out of your pocket. You have to make an appointment, and you have to pay out of pocket to get the COVID test. If you want to get your COVID test, and you know, just in case you're going on a flight and you need verification that you got a clean COVID test, someone came into my lab today, and this guy said, "Look, I'm just asking a question. My job requires me to have 2 COVID tests a week. Now, could I come to this lab and get a COVID test?" The nasal swab, we said, yes, absolutely, you can. However, the COVID test is $125. And are you willing to pay $125 2 times a week to get swabbed 2 times a week? Because his job wants him to get swabbed 2 times a week in order to continue to work for his job. That's crazy.
Listen.
But the job's not paying. The job's
That's
not paying
crazy.
To...
for him to get this test.
So
what he needs to do then is go to City MD, which, you know, with his health insurance card, if he has health insurance, and wait on that long line or some walk-in clinic or a hospital or whatever, because they'll do it there. I mean, and I know that the health insurance, a person's health insurance is not going to pay for them to get COVID tested 2 times a week. So he's like, what the hell kind of job does he work at?
But you know what? But I'm going to be honest with you. I honestly see, and I did hear about it on the news where, yes, like say if you work for a company and that company is saying, okay, well, either you get vaccinated or you have to get checked on a weekly basis. You know, have a test on a weekly basis. I did hear that it's not the job's responsibility to pay for it for you, that it's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not telling anybody how to get over on the system, but I'm just saying I would be sick and I'll be at the hospital getting me a test 1 week. Another week I'll be using my insurance going to urgent care. And then after, I'm just saying, and then when that third week, guess what? I'm going someplace else to get that done. See, and I'm not going to pay out of pocket. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be several ways of how you can get around this if you're smart enough. See, you can't just take the, because if I'm refusing the vaccine, right, you think I'm going to pay $100-something out of pocket? Absolutely not. I'm going to go right there to the hospital and sit right there, and I might even lie and tell them I've been exposed to somebody.
Yes.
And then they're going to have to tell me anyway. And with all my discharge paperwork, my discharge paperwork is going to say negative.
Listen, let me tell you something. They send to my lab an uncounted, uncounted amount of COVID tests. So if I feel like I got COVID, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not making an appointment, nothing. I'm going in that box and I'm going to swab my nose and see my results within 2 minutes.
Again, some people want to be so a part of something that we just we don't pay attention. Now look at Afghanistan. Look at how they brought all of those people. I mean, 8 planes with like 5,700 people or something.
Yes.
They have not vaccinated. They have not been tested. They are not required to wear a mask or anything. And guess where they are? Guess where they brought them to?
Where they take them to? Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I said. You said where? I said right here, baby. You know where they take them?
Right here. Right here. And that's when I seen that earlier. And another guy said it. I was like, you know what? That makes sense. They're not being tested for COVID. Y'all didn't test none of them people that got in that plane. Our country's been sold out a long time ago. We've been sold out. They're thinking, in Afghanistan, we shouldn't have pulled out. No, we should have never been there.
Exactly.
How long have we been over there? Now we're pulling out.
American government was posted up in Afghanistan. We trained 300,000 of their military. Were trained we could eventually pull out. But what happened is they became so complacent that they feel that we should still be there. No.
Right.
No. So now what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to extort us for money, and after it's going to start an alleged terrorist attack when we don't comply.
Mm-hmm.
Now online, it says something like, where was it? Under like the Biden administration, that they had evacuated like 82,300 people since August 14th. What?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Woo! Now, when you think of it, how many of them been tested? How many of them is walking carriers? That's what I'm saying. Come on. Like, and Biden, your administration, really? What are you really trying to do? You know, Lord Jesus, take the
He could barely stand up at this damn podium.
Well, we gotta have to put him in a wheelchair and wheel his ass out there then, because
he could barely stand up at that podium.
We're gonna have to put him in a wheelchair and wheel him out there, because at the end of the day, we need to be able. I feel like it's a constant, like it's a revolving door of like it just gets worse and worse and worse and it's like they take. But look, but the distraction I said, right? So you want to talk about the FDA approving Pfizer, right? And meanwhile, you're not really talking as much about this whole thing from Afghanistan. You're not really talking a lot about that. You're talking about it, but I mean talk about it. Like really, but no one's going to really talk about, like say we're going to put our platform and we're going to talk about it, obviously, because that's what this what
right.
we do. But I'm just saying there's so many other people that, I mean, when you look on social media, you should see it on a lot of people's website, their pages and stuff. You don't really see it.
Right.
You don't really see it. I see that damn crate challenge all over social media, but I don't see it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't see this.
Speaking.
I see a crate challenge, but I don't see this. What's wrong with the world today?
Milk crate challenge.
I'm confused. The priorities is all wrong.
People follow some damn challenge. Oh, stupid old. Somebody gonna break their door from that.
It's dangerous.
Somebody gonna break their door, break
their back. I was binge watching.
Who's the dummy that came up with that?
And you got people paying people to do this. Paying people. There's a YouTuber, I can't remember his name, but I was on his channel earlier, and he was paying the person that completed it, had an area full of people in the hood, of course, and was paying $1,000 to the person who made it. But, of course, he showed all the failures. He was giving each person $100 just to try it and make a fool of themselves. Like, everyone made fools of themselves. But there was one person, one girl that did, make it, and he paid her $1,000. And, but
that was
just
Boosie,
to
right?
get
Boosie,
the rating.
Boosie, that, right?
I don't know who it was, but he, you know, he got his ratings higher. His channel, so he didn't miss that $1,000 that he gave that person for completing it. He didn't miss the $100 that he was cash apping each person to attempt it, because he made content for his YouTube channel and, you know, boosted up his followers. But I'm not stepping on nobody's milk crate.
I think a couple people even died from it though.
It's dangerous. I know they got hurt up really good from it.
I read online that it was two different. It was literally two different people. Sorry, guys. There was two different people that actually died from the crate challenge.
Mm.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
And I know there are hundreds that get hurt, because look at it. They create stairs from milk crate, and and people fall from. It's more than, it's taller than the average person stands.
I remember back in the day, the milk crate was holding up the bed.
Look, we still.
those things hold up better than the actual.
It's a frame, right? Yeah.
Where are they getting all these damn milk crates from? Where they getting them from?
I know, right? Ordering them, of course. Somebody's making good money. They're ordering them.
That's crazy,
oh my
though.
God.
Yeah.
Milk,
like, who comes up with this stuff? I see plenty of other things they could be doing out there, and be walking up to the door for milk crates. they better figure out what's going to happen when this unemployment comes to an end.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, somebody said it came to an end.
Not
Somebody said that they announced that the unemployment came soon, and I was trying to find it.
I think it's September 3rd or something like that. September something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better have a job lined up.
But you know, it's crazy because it's mad jobs is hiring. Now, the only
Absolutely.
Thing about that, I don't know if they're living wages. You understand? So I don't, you know, because now, like when you go to McDonald's, there's kiosk machine. You don't have a lot of employees, so there's a lot of jobs that's going to be cut out. You know?
Department of Social Services lines are going to be backed up.
Yes, because the government is going to have a lot of new clients.
My job in mind the whole pandemic.
And this is what they want. They want poverty-stricken. They want a poverty-stricken country so they can dictate. Yep.
That's crazy. But did you guys hear about those cars that you should buy?
The what?
You can buy a vaccine card.
A fake license?
Yeah. Fake ID? Yeah. No, it's because you know how some places they want you to be able to show that you're vaccinated, right? Some people have, they're selling the cards. They're selling the cards with signatures and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So now I guess the card's going to be
scannable,
like your driver's license.
Always a way to crook your way around something.
I don't know, but can I find out a crook way to give you some food stamps?
Word up. Where they at?
No, you got it.
I'm just saying, it's so many people get food stamps, and here I am, like, damn, can we get some food stamps over here? Like, you know, you got the whole Adam family, like, the whole Brady bunch. You know, she can't get that much.
My refrigerator looking scarce. Shoot. All these bills, I got to pay. I need some food stamps.
But you know what, too? The other thing we had talked about before, too, is you guys know the eviction list is going to be coming to an end, too, and they're going to be able to evict people.
The moratorium?
Well. Yes. The moratorium,
It's expired in New York already. Not in New York State, but in New York City. The moratorium
Yeah,
it
but
expired.
You know what?
And they're not extending it.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
I'm about to
keep an eye on all
those lines of social services about to get real long.
Because you're going to have homeless people because people can't afford the rent. Well, and listen, a lot of people that are being evicted, let's not get it twisted. Because they didn't want to pay their rent. It's not that they couldn't, they just didn't want to. And they thought that was going to be to their advantage. So we will call it spade a spade. You know what I mean?
That
sucks for the people who was actually paying their rent and still struggling. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
They took all of that unemployment money and all that PPP loans and all that stuff, and they didn't make do with it. It's good. So, that's what happened. But, yeah, the moratorium, they're not extending it.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Go ahead.
It's going to be a lot of homeless people because, you know, they in the shelters over in the city, they were evicting them out of there. You know, they were staying in hotels. And the hotels said they want their hotel back. And they had buses of people going to different shelters.
I did see that, too.
Saw that?
Where?
And now you're going to have homeless people, and then you're going to and health facilities that's not going to be able to keep up with the turnover because all the nurses are going to be on strike.
Say that one more time. Yes, they are. Guess what? They're about to be on strike. They're about to be on strike and be like, you know what? That's it. Like, I work and I feel bad, too, because some of the hospitals, too, not for nothing, but they even shorten the amount of staff that they had working with the COVID patients, okay? And people are so stressed because there's not enough staff, you know? and nothing gets on nurses and stuff like that. But you guys have to help out. You know, you guys can't sit behind your desk and pull your fingers. You guys got to, some of you guys have to get out there in the forefront with, you know, your other team, you know, to help them out some. Like, they're stressed. Like, each hospital, like, I've spoken to people at so much from Pecanic Bay, you know, all the way out to freaking NUMC, you know, and it's the same story. Like, at some of the hospitals out east, that, oh, we have so much paperwork to do, all this. Yeah, but what about the people who can't take care of themselves? What about the people that's on the ventilator? What about the people who can't shower themselves? What about people who can't feed themselves? Like, it's not enough staff to be able to take care of all these people. There has to, the hospital has to do better. I'm sorry. Maybe a strike would help them at this point to wake them up.
Even
just to wake their ass up a little bit.
They're
and those numbers are going
up. Some wings in the nursing home because they don't have enough staff.
Thousands in New York City, thousands of teachers protest the vaccine mandate. They had a protest today in New York City. Some teachers, Stony Brook also had protests. A lot of the healthcare workers at Stony Brook. Outside
it's real because you know what? They're unsafe. It's unsafe environment that, you know, that people are still putting them in. And that administration come and step up and help out. How about that? You come from behind your desk and come on the floor and you work a little bit and then tell me that these people aren't worthy of more money or worthy of just getting tested every week because they don't want to get this vaccination. You know, like, come on. Like, come from behind your desk, administration, and let's see what you got. You know? I don't know. That's how I feel. Come from behind your desk and... and see, I just feel there's so many different people that's just not
right.
Absolutely. Roll those sleeves up and see.
Yeah. Who would have ever thought that we'd be living in times like this? I never thought that we'd be living in times like this. Never thought that I'd be walking around and everybody
life was too good
to wear a mask.
Life was too good. But you know what?
Well,
I feel like life was too good. A lot of people. Yeah, life was too good. I feel like a lot of people took it for granted, and
that's
they were just so, like, wild with it, you know, that something was bound to happen. Because people just, they just take it for granted no matter what, you know. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Think,
I just feel like,
that's
you know.
True. Thinking they're exempt from life happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it can't happen to me. Oh, that's not going to happen to me. That's why I'm always preaching to my son, don't ever say never. That's something that happens.
You never know.
Because as long as you are alive and breathing, something can happen. Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
Good, bad, or good.
Absolutely.
So let's not get that twisted. You know?
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's sad.
It's so crazy. Now, what do you guys think about? What do you guys think about, you know, when you guys watch the news and they say, oh, like, I think I read a 36-year-old man, he was a lieutenant, he died from COVID, I think, a day before he was due to get married, because he wasn't vaccinated. You know, like, what do you guys think about, like, when you hear that, you know? Because it's a true story. Like, it's legit. It's true. It's true. You know, he was a lieutenant. He was 36 years old, and he was not vaccinated. He was due to get married in, like, 2 days.
Okay. He wasn't married, but was he sick? Did he have any kind of underlying diseases and stuff like this? Because this is how they put that out. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, that's why I said, how do you feel about that?
I think they've been fabricating the numbers and the stories. I think some of the stories are fabricated. And, you know, I don't think as many people died from COVID as they say. I'm not saying that COVID's not real. I believe so. I believe that it is real. But they have a back end agenda that we can't see, that we don't see. Well, we do see it. We just in denial about it. But I don't think as many people are dying from the disease as they say. You understand? Because now that COVID came out, they forgot all about allergies. Y'all forgot all about diabetes. You forgot about this. You forgot about everything else that existed. Common cold. They forgot all about that stuff. They named everything COVID. You understand
right.
what I'm
but
saying?
You know
like,
what?
So
see,
how do you know that was that?
Right. Flu season
I see the
up.
Only thing.
I don't hear it. Yep.
But see, the only thing is I feel like I believe that more people did die than they reported. I do believe that more people did die than they're actually recorded, I believe, that they reported. I just me personally, I believe that from dealing with different people, you know, having different friends in hospitals and stuff, where, like,
uh-huh.
people was legit dying left and right, you know? Like, sure,
right.
COVID is something that they're going to say ultimately, okay, they died of COVID. But when you think of it, that's not what's going on your death certificate, you know? So, to me, I feel like with knowing so many different people, and from different types of hospitals, when they say, yo, people are dying left and right, like, you know, because it may start as like that common cold, but because their immune system is so low and so weak, they're not able to fight it off. Same way as if someone had the flu, right? It was the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If someone had the flu
mm-hmm.
and their immune system was so weak, they weren't able to fight it off, right? It could attack your major organs, and guess what? It could shut down. Your body could shut down. You would need a ventilator to help you breathe. But some
right.
of the people
right.
were even saying that the ventilator,
right.
but guess what? They were saying that the ventilator wasn't even helping these people.
No, I
they
think
the
ventilator was
some of the nurses,
killing
right. They said some of the people were saying that the ventilator was hurting them. It wasn't even helping
right.
them.
It
and
wasn't
when
helping.
You think of it, on the news, they talk about, oh, we need ventilators at this hospital and more ventilators at this hospital. It was such a high demand for the ventilators to the point where now it's like, okay, you got all these ventilators, right? And half these people dying. They're not even making
yeah.
it with the ventilator if you can spend all this money
yeah, yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Why
I just feel like the numbers are very fabricated.
Not working.
And
right.
there are so, and then
right.
again, there are some people that are dying, getting ill right after getting vaccinated.
They are, yes.
It's so scary. This whole COVID thing is definitely just so super
yeah,
scary.
But you know what that you know what their defense is. Oh well, they still are susceptible. You see, the thing is, you're not tested to see if you're allergic to anything that's in there. Number one. You're not
mm-hmm.
tested to see if you even have COVID before you take the vaccine. So,
yeah,
all right, you could be shooting somebody up that has COVID at the moment. You're not tested. You wouldn't know that. And it's probably double fighting somebody's system. That could be a possibility, too. You understand? But they don't talk about
right.
none of that stuff. They don't give you
no,
the
but
options.
They
don't
that.
Talk about the scenarios. They don't talk. They don't give you none of that. Even
because
if you,
you know
come
what
up
they do?
Quote unquote positive, they don't even have a treatment for COVID. There's no even no treatment.
No.
It's
but you know
quarantine.
What they do? They
all right, I'm
gonna
stay here for 2 weeks and do what? And
mm-hmm.
then go back outside and still gonna be lingering in my system? What does 2 weeks
But people
do?
But you know what? People say that there's like, you know, they say, oh, the honor system, right? Because if you guys ever been you go to ever get tested or you go to get the vaccine, they give you a questionnaire, right? And on that questionnaire,
yeah,
it
yeah.
does ask you if you have been exposed to someone,
mm-hmm.
if you're having any of these symptoms, you know. So they say that's kind of like
mm-hmm.
the honor system. Like when you answer those questions, technically you're supposed to be honest with it. Now, when the person takes that paper, if you are honest on it and you do say, oh, I've had symptoms or, oh, I've been exposed, technically you shouldn't even be getting the shot. But I'm going to tell you, most people, they just look to see if there's an answer there, and they put that paper,
mm-hmm.
put it together, put it right to the side. They tell you to have
Absolutely.
A seat, and you go head over there, and you get it done. So to me, it's like
Absolutely.
It's the honor system they expect you to be honest with, but at the end of the day, when you're answering those questions, like I wish that there was someone that was legit able to look at each paper as they're giving it, because some people, guess what? Some people are putting the truth on there, and you guys aren't not even reading it. You know, there was
yep.
another, this other lady
yep.
who, I think she was a teacher, I think I read. She was a teacher, and she was getting cancer treatment, right? And her doctor advised her not to get the shot because, you know, she had the weakened immune system and she was still getting, you know, treatment. So long story short, where she's from, school opens back up and she's a teacher. couple of days after school started back up, she got sick. What did she get sick of? Coronavirus. Ultimately, what did she die of? Coronavirus. You see what I'm saying? It's like they fabricate. I'm not saying she didn't die of a coronavirus, but they did mention that the school that she was a teacher at did not have a mask mandate. The kids were allowed to come back without having their mask on completely, you know, and that was vaccinated or non-vaccinated. It didn't matter. They didn't have to wear their mask at all. But because she was one of the ones with the weakened immune system, guess what? A couple of days after school started, she got severely sick, and she ended up dying, and they said, was, you know, she tested positive for coronavirus. Now, mind you, she was home the whole time, you know, with the whole pandemic. She was home. They were working online and stuff, and then school just opened back up, and she went back in, and look what happened.
Wow. That's
crazy.
Unfortunate.
Just, really definitely. And I said it's sad. You know, people are losing their lives, you know.
Yeah. People are losing their lives for capital gain.
Yeah,
and that's
you're right.
Really the bottom line. It's all for capital gain. So one rich person to get richer.
Except for us.
Wow.
Except for us. Yeah. But it was definitely a good show. Like, I'm just so just so baffled about how the world is just going right now, you know? It's I don't know, it just makes you think, like, if you're not praying, you need to definitely get out there, you need to pray, you need to definitely have your relationship with God, because nothing and no one is promised at all the next day, and people, whether it's you're dying from natural causes and God is making the decision to take you, you know, or something crazy is happening and someone's killing you out there in the street, you know, or the husband kills the wife and the two kids in one state, you know, it's so much evil out there. It's so much evil out there. And it's just, we just got to enjoy each day for what it is and just know that it's not promised and work on having a closer relationship, you know, with the man above, whoever you feel the man above is, you know, not pushing my relationship with anybody, you know, just saying you definitely want to have that connection, you know.
And tell your family members that you love them. Love your family members and get along with them.
I love some of them.
You know. I love them all. I ain't got to like them to love them. That's how I feel. I like you to love you. You ain't got a life all of you.
Like, I don't like I don't like your monkey ass, but I love you now.
Yeah.
I love you. I
don't know, but wait. Okay, ladies. All right. I might as well hold you for real. But I'm going to ask you a serious question real quick. All right, ready? Be honest.
Okay.
Some of your family members might be listening, but still be honest, okay?
Who is the hype man tonight?
Yeah. So now, do you feel you have to love all of your family members?
No.
Yeah.
I love that silence.
Do I feel the love for all my family members? No, but I do genuinely love them. I don't feel
you have
the
love for them.
First of all,
I
have love
for
them,
but I don't like a lot of them. I don't like
them. First of all, define family. Because you know there's a difference. You
the
have,
ones that's
you have
blood.
Relatives, and then you have family.
No,
blood
the, ones,
is your
the ones that's
you're
blood. The
blood.
One that's
the
blood
family.
That
you
your mama, my mama, your cousin, my cousin, you know, your daddy, your dad, you know, those people.
I don't think you have to.
I just
no,
love
I don't
these. Yo,
worry.
I just love these. The awkward moment of silence. I love it.
Yeah. I don't think it's mandatory. You know. Because even before they are your relatives and all that stuff, they're people. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And people are liable to do anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
So sometimes you just don't match. That chemistry don't match between your relatives. And hey,
right.
You
right.
can love a lot, right. gonna love you from a distance. How about that?
Right, right.
If that means
no,
that means
no. Because that's just like you, like, let's just say, like, I don't know about you guys, but I have family, let's just say, that I don't even know, you know? Like, I don't know who they are. You know, I could be standing right next to someone that could possibly be my cousin. I don't even know, you know?
Right,
but
right.
I'm not going to say, oh, I love you, cuz, da-da-da, you know, because now I know you're my cousin. I'm not going to say that because I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know who you are. Yes, our parents,
mm-hmm.
and they might have been, you know, related and the whole incest thing and all that stuff. But it's like, come on. Like, who really, like, I don't really know who you are. They were like, oh, I
right.
love you, cuz. You know, like, I don't know. I just feel like people take that a little too far. Like, I could get to know you, you know. I could probably learn to love you as my relative, you know, because getting to know you and building a relationship with you. But if I wasn't in contact with you, I would still be good, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
I would still be good, you know, because it's not like it's a love loss, you know.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I just had to ask you guys that question because people are like, oh, I love you.
No, you know
oh,
what?
I love you
that's
too.
What?
How you love me? You don't even know
Absolutely.
Me. Like, I might have bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
I might be
mm-hmm.
a horrible person with an evil spirit, but you love me?
Yeah.
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 What about me? Oh, that's like I love Dr. Pimple Popper. Do y'all watch that?
Oh, my God. I love him. Yes. Yes.
No, this is Chinese lady.
No, let me tell you, there's a gentleman also. Girl. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I wish I could do it. I wish I could
do it. I got to find him. I'll find him.
And I'll share it on your inbox.
Okay.
Share it with me as well, him. I don't know his name,
okay.
but share it with me as well.
I watched
The Foot Doctor on YouTube, The Foot Doctor, DC Foot Doctor. He's an African American foot doctor, and he some of the feet that he comes across. Anyway, people, it's been an awesome, awesome, awesome show tonight. Let's be mindful that time is of the essence, and time went by fast. It's 8:57 already. Oh my God! I'm going to be the first one to say goodnight. I'm going to give my thanks. To the man above, first of all, because everyone who knows me knows that without God in my life, I feel that there would be no me. So I'm going to give thanks to the man above. I'm going to give a big old shout out to DQ Palace.
Damn.
Our CEO and our executive and my sister divas, all of tonight's listeners and callers. And I love you, divas. I'm passing on the mic.
So? It's the one me. So what's this gonna be?
Yeah.
And with that said, I am just praying for the well-being of our country. And I pray that everybody's covered with Jesus because right now that's what we need. You know, it's so much turmoil. And fighting and disease and whoremongering or however you want to see it. So much of that going on. So much negativity going on that I'm just praying good spirits over everybody. That y'all take this good spirit with you and shine like the morning star. So don't let any of that negative stuff in your head, you know, block it from your head. You do what you feel is right, you know. What you feel is right and morally correct, and stay prayerful, you know. And I just that's my prayer for everybody on here tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, I'll be short and sweet. Happy birthday to Aitita. Her birthday is on Saturday. We're gonna be coming together celebrating with her. This weekend, So definitely happy birthday to her. The turn up will be serious. So, and of course, it's not Capricorn season. What season is this anyway for August? About to be September.
This is
it's not Capricorn.
This is Virgo season.
Okay.
It ain't Aries season.
Shout out. Shout out to the Virgos. And of course, hold on. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Gonna have to pay her a visit, bring her a bottle, make her feel better.
Okay.
On her birthday.
Nice.
On her birthday.
Okay.
So, yes, so with that being said, it was a great show. I'm just, like I said, I'm just so baffled on how the world seems to just keep on rotating around, and I honestly just feel like they're distracting us from something else. But I guess in due time, you know, we'll see what else keeps coming out, you know. But
yeah.
I'm just curious, and, you know, and people, we just have to be, just remember that we're still all people, vaccinated
right.
or not, you know. We still have feelings. Your opinion is important.
Yeah,
my opinion is important.
Great.
You know, you have to respect people. And don't think if you're disrespectful, people are going to get disrespectful back to you. No one is not going to allow you to sit there and be disrespectful to them, literally in their faces. They're not going to do that. You know, at this day and age, people are feeling
right.
some type of way. The
That's
world
right.
is in a whole bunch of chaos. You know,
right.
people are not,
edge.
I feel like, exactly, everybody is on edge, and you never know what the next person might be going through. So before you think you're going to step to somebody and be disrespectful, you might want to just be mindful and think about, okay, well, damn, could they be going through something, you know,
right.
because they might snap. You don't know. So with
right.
that being said,
right.
just please be safe out there. We'll be safe out there, you know, masked up, ready for whatever, you know, having a good time, fresh to death and all white, chilling, you know. So super excited. So have a wonderful and safe weekend, everybody. And we look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. Oh, my God, Wednesday is the first, I think. Ooh.
Yeah,
oh,
already.
Goodbye. We're about to be in September.
Already.
So, yeah. So
wow.
with that being said, God bless you guys. Look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. God bless you. All right, let's go, DJ.
Yeah.
When her parents went out, she phone say, hey boy, come on right around. So I knocked at the door, he was standing with a bottle of red wine, ready to pour, dressed in a long black satin, laced to the floor. So I went in and we sat down, started kissing, caressing, told me about jacuzzi, sounded interesting. So we jumped right in, all calls diverted to answer phones. Parents were kinda cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things and people in love too. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping around late last night? Now that I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me? And she'd ask me to come out, I'd say, hey girl, come right around. So she knocked at the door, I was standing with the keys in my hand to the 4x4, jumped in my ride, chicken and nobody saw. The club we went in, we got down, bow, bounce to the rhythm. So it was early morning, so we better be leaving. So I gave you my jacket for you to hold. Told you to wear it cause you felt cold. I mean, me, I didn't mean to break the rules. I weren't trying to play mom and dad for fools. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why can't you keep your promises? No, don't say you'll be home by 12 controlling in at 4. Out with the girls.
now that I see two shadows moving in your bedroom light. Now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
All I got to let you answer the phone with my love.